21:15, Number 5 Field Ambulance. My dear Mammy, a big parcel has just arrived containing Quaker oats with chocolate, soup, etc. Thank Bella very much and tell her not to send any more for a fortnight. My companion has also had a parcel of Quaker oats, so we have quite enough for 3 weeks. It is no use having too much out here at one time, as it makes moving difficult. We hear that the Turks have had another bad knock, also that their preparations for the Egyptian campaign are not going well. The army waiting for them with open arms on the canal will be disappointed if they don't arrive. There seems to be great political unrest in Austria-Hungary, and we shall probably have much good news from that part of the world when Romania and Italy chip in. We are living in great peace and quietness here, and might just as well be at home. However, there is no question of leave for this part of the army now, but it may come later on. I should like a book very much, a small selection of Dickens or Thackeray or anything else. I don't care much what it is. I met the MP the other day with the Harts. He is getting hugely fat, but probably a good deal of his largeness is due to wind, which he seems very full of. This is most uninteresting country, quite flat and full of water. All is going well, and the general news from the line is distinctly good. Still hold to my sudden collapse theory, and think it will come about in the spring. Hoping you are quite fit again now. Best love, your affectionate son, A.M. Leake.